Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Blah, blah, blah. No plugs, no plugs, no plugs. Gonna get right into the show. So, you guys know that I've been having to play not even double duty, but triple duty when it comes to having to take care of things, when it comes to around the house, to be able to do the podcasts that I'm doing, to be able to do the live streams that I'm doing, take my mom to doctor's appointments. I mean, it's just a long, endless line of things. And I'm not going to blow in whoever, like, texted me and told me, hey, you need to call into Bubba's show. Bubba's talking about you. You need to call in. This is your chance. This is your chance. This is your chance. Now, I will admit to you, like, I did have a text conversation with Bubba this weekend because I was watching a NASCAR race and they actually had some of the Motor Racing Network guys calling the races. And I know that Bubba really has not been keeping up with NASCAR. I should have known that. I didn't know that he completely stopped watching it because he had said that he don't watch it anymore. But I just wanted to say, you know, hey, the radio guys are actually killing it. I thought it might be something he might want to talk about on the show. And it was a friendly conversation with each other. And it went really, really well. I mean, I know Bubba very, very well. Like, I did get too talkative. I was texting too much. And Bubba said, I'm putting the phone down now. So that means Bubba's done. Bubba is doing something else. And I don't want you to think I'm trying to say that Bubba's being rude or anything like that. That's not the case. That's just how Bubba is. When he's done, he's done. All you say is okay. Or the best thing you can do is not even reply and just stop texting him. But I did reply okay, and then I felt like a dumbass just saying that. I should have just said nothing and just let it go. But I did get a lot of messages saying that Bubba was talking about bringing me back. Now, I want to start off by saying, look, I do not have a single bad word to say about Bubba at all. Look, I would love to be able to do stuff with him. I would love to be able to, I would be an idiot to say that I would not want to promote what I'm doing on his network to be able to help what I'm doing grow. Because I do have other job offers out there right now that I'm looking into. I'm not going to go into details with them. And it's not in the Tampa market. It's not in the Orlando market. It's not anywhere that I've ever worked before. So what I'm trying to say is that I have nothing but the utmost respect for Bubba. I do agree with Bubba. I did do some really, really bad stuff. I should not have talked bad about Shannon. I should not have talked bad about anybody at Florida Man Radio. Like, seriously, I know that I messed up. I'm not making excuses at all. You also got to realize that, you know, this is the first time in my life that I've been sober, first time in my life that I've not been on any of the psychotropic meds or anything like that, and I do sometimes get a little jumpy. I do fly off the handle, but I mean, isn't that also the same thing that you guys like about Bubba the Love Sponge? Like I said, I'm not saying anything bad about Bubba at all. Like, seriously. What do I need to do? Just let me know. Let's stop being all cryptic. I'm willing to apologize. I've apologized to Shannon. I will kiss Shannon's bare ass. I will tongue. I will get in there and go, nah. I will do whatever it takes. I will wear a sandwich board and I will promote a Florida Man Radio, Shannon Burke Show. Do whatever I need to do to make amends because, like, I don't even know who hates me. See, that's the thing about it. I've been told that somebody at Florida Man Radio does not like me. And if I knew who it was, I'd be more than willing and happy to apologize for whatever I did. Like, I'm just being honest. And just to be honest, you know, like, I am the biggest Ed Till fan. Like, Ed Till was an OG at Real Radio 104.1. I grew up listening to Ed Till. Ed Till, I absolutely love. You know, I always heard the rumor that the Eric Bogosian character, I know it was based on another guy, a real life character, but I always heard that Eric Bogosian kind of shadowed Ed Till for the movie Talk Radio. I am the biggest Ed Till fan in the world. I've had a couple of opportunities to meet him. And I got to tell you, he's a great guy. He is one of my favorite broadcasters of all time. But what I'm trying to say is that, like, I'm trying to make amends. Like, you guys got to realize that how hard it is for me. I don't think you guys realize what I've got going on in my life. I'm not trying to play the whole dead dad card thing. I'm really, really not. But my dad just passed away. My mom just had this big-ass tumor removed out of her neck. I've been taking her to doctor's appointments every single day. I got insurance companies, life insurance companies, that my dad and my mom have been paying into for 40-plus fucking years. And the insurance companies are not wanting to pay because we can't provide a original copy of the policy who the benefactor is supposed to be to. So, yeah, please forgive me if I got a lot of stuff going on in my world right now. I'm sorry that if I'm a little sensitive because this is the first time that I've had to deal with a lot of really fucked up shit going on in my life, sober, not drinking, not doing drugs, not on any of the mood stabilizing, just mood stabilizing drugs in general. I'm off of all those drugs. I smoke a little bit of weed. I take a very, very low dosage of Adderall, and that's about it. But no, everybody still wants to stick the knife in and twist it and turn it. And I'm not saying anything bad about people, but God damn it, people. We've all made mistakes. And I've made a lot of mistakes. It's not like I'm asking for a second chance. It's not like I'm asking for a third or fourth or fifth chance. Because guess what? I've had so many chances in the world. And I have made up with every single person that I've ever worked with. Hell, I've made up with Russ Rollins, and I said the worst, most horrendous things about Russ Rollins, and I've been able to make up with him. And you guys also got to admit that no matter what you want to say, I've been pretty goddamn cool since I've left Bubba's show because I have been playing it up nice. I've talked about all that Bubba's done for me. I'll admit, Bubba has done more for me than pretty much any other radio show host has done for me in the past 10, 15 years. I mean, it's always going to be Ron and Fez are the ones that put me on the path of being a radio broadcaster, but come the fuck on. Like, seriously, what else do I got to do? And I don't want anybody to think like I'm being a dick or I'm mad at anybody. Like I said, I love Blitz. I love Bubba. I love Anna, even though I really don't know her that well. I love Lummi. I hear Caveman's leaving. I wish Caveman nothing but the best because Caveman is a hell of a worker. You know, like, seriously, what else do I got to do? Because every time I call in and I try to do stuff and I try to be nice, it just keeps getting stuck in me and the knife keeps getting turned. Like, I'm willing. I'm on bending knees asking everybody, what do I need to do to make things right? And I know that you guys told me not to talk about Shannon. I'm not making excuses. If I'm being honest, Shannon is a hell of a broadcaster. Him and Soul Brother Kevin killed it. Had the best ratings in middays at Real Radio 104.1. Shannon is a hell of a broadcaster. So what I'm trying to say is, yeah, I fucked up. I'm sorry. What else do I need to do? Because I did my live stream last night, and I'm doing this today. And after today, I'm done with the whole thing. I know that I've said this before, and I don't care if Bubba talks about me. I don't care if Shannon talks about me. I don't care if any of these other people talk about me. I wish you guys nothing but the best. I love every single one of you. And I don't have an ill word to say about any of you. I really, really don't. And I'm going to play a little bit of the audio from whenever they were talking about me this morning. I don't have the audio of when I called in. My phone ended up crapping out. Because that's the other thing. When I called in, had you on speakerphone because I don't like talking. I've already been pulled over for being on the phone and driving. So I had the phone in my lap. I had it on speakerphone. My mom, who is sitting in the passenger seat as I'm driving her to Orlando Regional Medical Center, I got to have Bubba in the show talking about how much of a fuck up I am while my mom's listening. And guess what? Did I get upset? No, I did not get upset at all. I did not, I was not combative. I was not anything at all. But guess what? My mom heard every single thing. As she's, got this big gaping wound in her neck. Come to find out, she has Bell's palsy right now. She's embarrassed to talk. So, yeah. I'm having to play many, many different roles right now. And this was the last thing that I needed in my life.
To get Tuttle to get him on the air, but he didn't.
He just, to Tuttle's credit, he just locked down. He wouldn't.
Oh, I know he did. I know.
And you know what? I don't know. In fact, I'm making this announcement for the first time. It would be interesting to see how chat looks at it. And it would be interesting to see how my fellow workers and my fellow employees think about it, and more importantly, Blitz. This is a very rare thing that I just thought of that I've been working on that I have not asked for Blitz's help or influence on. So this ought to be fucking crazy. But I was thinking about maybe bringing Tuttle back. Everybody slow down. Before you fucking flip out.
Oh, and you know what? I'm gonna be completely honest. I'd be a goddamn liar if I would come out and say, oh, I have no interest. You know what? Fuck Bubba. I don't want to be on his network. No, hell no. I would be a goddamn complete idiot to say that I would not want to be a part of the Bubba Army radio network and do some stuff on Bubba's network. Yeah, no, I would be a goddamn liar if I said that. I'm just being honest. So yes, if Bubba wants to throw me a bone, I will definitely take it
on like a podcast or off terrestrial role once a month.
I'm all about it. I just remember last time he called in, he couldn't help himself. He got in trouble again. So
right. So
after we told him not to say anything about certain people, he did exactly
right.
That.
And I told him that. I said, listen, you disrespect, when I had you on terrestrial radio, you always have to fuck around and say some shit that puts me in a bad spot. Mm-hmm. Now, Shane and John and Shannon, they fucking hate you. So you should babyface. I had this conversation with Tuttle. I'm like, you should babyface Tuttle and be like, you know how to work and be nice as fuck.
And I'm willing to do that. Look, I messed up. I mess up. They hate me. A lot of people hate me. I get it. No, not a lot of people in management, not a lot of people, fellow broadcasters have been the biggest fans of mine. So I get it. So I'm sorry. I apologize. Like I said, I will do anything and everything that I have to do to make things right. I'm just being honest. I will. I will do everything that I need to do to make things right. Like, I will kiss all the ass. I will be the complete team player, whatever I need to do. I'm just saying, it's not going to happen again. I'm done. I'm done playing this game. I really don't need it. I got a lot of other things going on in my life right now. So I want to be nice. I want to play ball with everybody.
That way I could put you on the air occasionally when I'm on terrestrial radio and not catch any shit. But instead, you fuck around and you say something schmarmy about Shannon. By the way, Shannon's the fucking god over there. And so don't fuck with Shannon. And he's a friend of mine.
Yep.
He's a fucking really good, he is a real good, off-the-air, personal friend of mine. Like, I fucking love this guy. And you get in here and say some schmarmy shit about him, and then my boss, Shane, who has me syndicated in two different markets, one of which, Fort Walton Beach, we're fucking killing it on a huge station that we used to be on, 103.1 Florida Man Radio. He said, I don't like Tuttle. So, Tuttle, go fuck yourself. I can't put you on anything to do with terrestrial radio.
And I'm fine with that. I am absolutely fine with that. Like, seriously, I made my own bed. I'm willing to lie in it. I'm sorry, Shane. Sorry if I pissed you off. Whatever. Like, seriously, I'm being God-honest truth. Like, if you don't want me on any of your radio stations, I get it. I get it. So there's that. So I'm willing to eat crow, do whatever I need to do. I apologize, Mr. Shane Reeves. I apologize, Mr. Shannon Burke. And this is not me being sarcastic at all. Like, I'm being God honest, absolutely honest when I say I apologize. I'm sorry.
So I have gotten, I do think Tuttle's pretty good. I like his dynamic.
But you told him that a few weeks ago when he called in.
Yeah.
And after telling him that, what'd he do? The same thing.
I don't think he did.
He absolutely did. You had hung up and you said, I will never deal with Tuttle again. And then Tuttle relates a podcast or something the next day talking about how radio hosts have such thin skin.
Well,
so
anyway, I'm thinking about once a month.
I could be wrong. I really could be. And I'll admit if I'm wrong. You also got to realize I do a lot of content. I do a live stream every single day. I also do the podcast. You got to realize that I'm doing this thing pretty much on my own besides my producer, Vulture. But I think when I'm talking about radio hosts being thin-skinned, I was talking about another podcast, but I could be wrong. And if I am wrong, I will admit it. But I'm almost absolutely sure that I was talking about another podcast. But like I said, I mean, if I'm wrong, I'll admit when I'm wrong. I'm just being honest, Blitz.
Having him come in, like on a Thursday, maybe doing something after show, and I'm just thinking about maybe doing something on the podcasting form of things or on the after show form of things.
Okay.
None of which would be on regular radio. And I'm not necessarily sold on that. I probably need to talk to you about it more so privately. It was just kind of a thought that I had. Because, you know, like I'm doing the and Bubba and BJ stuff.
So, like I said, I have nothing but respect for Blitz. I love Blitz. Like Blitz is the best thing that has happened to Bubba in a really, really long time. And I know Blitz has known Bubba for longer than this little stint that he's been on with Bubba. I do realize that. But Blitz is the best thing. Like, Blitz is the only guy that Bubba can count on, if I'm just being honest. Like, seriously. So, I have no ill will against Blitz. Everything that Blitz said is absolutely true. So I don't want anybody to think, like, I'm, like, I have heat with Blitz, because I don't. Like, I have nothing but the utmost respect for Blitz. I think Blitz is a great manager. I think without Blitz, the BRN would still not be around as we know it. So, and I don't want anybody to think like I'm baby facing or marking out the Blitz at all. No, that's not the case. I'm just saying, when it comes to it, Blitz does have a lot of power when it comes to the BRN. And I want to apologize to Bubba. I'm sorry that I put him in a bad situation. And it's not going to happen again. And any bone you can throw me, I'm going to be really, really happy about that. So if you do want to throw me a bone, that's great. I really, really do appreciate it. And I'll leave it at that. But I also think that, you know, like, I'm getting treated a little unfairly, you know, because I know that I've made a lot of bad decisions. I know that I've probably on my 9th or 10th chance. And I get it. No hard feelings at all. If Bubba decides not to ever have me a part of anything he ever does again, I will tell him thank you until the day that I die for the opportunity that he has given me. And I'm sorry, Bubba, if I put you in a bad situation. I'm sorry, Blitz, if I've disappointed you or anybody at the BRN. I'll leave it at that. And I know that I talked about this last night on my live stream. And I'm talking about it today, but I promise you, this is the very last time that I'm going to talk about anything when it's related to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, Florida Man Radio, Shannon Burke, who I think is an amazing broadcaster, and everybody else when it comes to management at Florida Man Radio. Wish you guys nothing but the best. And I'm being sincere. I know a lot of times, you also got to understand, I'm a little bit on the spectrum when it comes to autism, and sometimes when I say stuff, it comes off as insincere, and what I'm saying is completely sincere. I promise you, everything that I'm saying is 100% sincere and coming from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to take a quick break, be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home in Volusia, Brevard, or Flagler counties, you need to reach out to Ian Hanna at ianhannahomes.com. On his site, you can learn more about Ian's use of premium photography and aggressive marketing to sell your home quickly and painlessly. So if you're a first-time buyer and not sure where to start, connect with Ian at ianhannahomes.com.
Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com. It's, Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Sorry about that first segment. I had to get a couple of things off of my chest. I know that I'm sure that I'm going to get absolutely destroyed on the morning show. I think I sent out a tweet talking about, yeah, it was a really, really rough day, but I'm sure that I'm going to have my dick knocked in the dirt once again. But I'm serious, though. Like, after today, I mean, I'm done. I'm done talking about them. They want me. They want me. I wish everybody nothing but the best. You know, yippee-yo. I think everybody's great. I really, really do. That's not me being sarcastic. Shannon's a great broadcaster. Shane Reeves is a great programmer. And you know what? I'm sorry, whatever I did, which I don't know what I did. I do apologize. I know what I did the second time around. I couldn't let it go. And I kept talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. But I still don't understand what I ever did to this Shane Reeves to piss him off. And whatever it is, you know what? I probably did something to piss him off, and it's completely deserved. So I do apologize, Mr. Reeves, and all that good stuff. Anyways, going to move along. I'm getting into this next story, and this is actually really, really sad. I don't know if you guys have been following it for very long. This guy ended up shooting a Daytona Beach police officer after he was responding to an apartment complex. And the officer had been fighting. He'd been in intent care since like June, mid-June is when he got shot. And unfortunately, he passed away and succumbed to his injuries last night in Volusia County.
Seeing a tremendous outpouring of support in Daytona Beach and throughout Central Florida since Officer Rayner was shot in the line of duty. That support now continuing for his family after he succumbed to his injuries last night.
All units, stand by for a moment of silence in honor of Daytona Beach police officer Jason Rayner.
It's the radio call out.
Look, this is not me trying, like, seriously, I'm not making a joke about this at all, but I also like to keep my audio really high and tight. Like, I like everything to be bam, 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 bam. And do you know and realize how much it took for me not to edit out that moment of silence? And seriously, I'm not making a joke at all, but, you know, like, just that 2 seconds of silence in the show, it just, with my OCD, ADHD, it was like, God, man, why should I edit it? Should I not edit it? And I didn't. I did. I thought it would be absolutely disrespectful if I did.
No one wanted to hear Daytona Beach police announcing the death of one of their own.
Officer Jason Rayner succumbed to his in-the-line-of-duty injuries that he sustained on June 23rd, 2021.
Say what you want, man. The guy was a fucking fighter. I mean, to hang on for that long. I mean, does your body just automatically kick in? Like, when you're in intensive care like that, are you dreaming? Or was he brain dead? And we did not know. Like, I mean, that's something that I would really, really like to know. Or maybe it's none of my business. But, like, seriously, when you are, like, for example, with the COVID people, the people that have had COVID, the ones that have to be intubated, and they actually pitch you under because they don't want you, you know, trying to pull out the tube and stuff like that. Do you dream? Like, do you dream? Do you have, like, is it like Inception? Like, you could, I think he'd been fighting for 3 months. What if Officer Rayner would have woken up? Would it have felt like, I don't know, like a couple of minutes? Or would it have really, really felt like almost 3 months that you were fighting these serious gun injuries? I don't know. I guess I think we'll never really, really ever know.
Hundreds gathering outside the hospital where a processional was held for Officer Jason Rayner. It came nearly 2 months after he was shot while trying to question a man outside an apartment building on Kingston Avenue. The community rallying behind him while he fought for his life, but the injuries were just too severe. Daytona Beach Police Chief Jakari Young releasing a statement last night saying in part, "The outpouring of love and support that all of you have shown to our police department and to Officer Rayner's family since he was severely injured has been nothing short of amazing. The sacrifice weighing heavy on the minds of fellow officers as their brother and friend was escorted to the medical examiner's office last night."
Blessed are the peacemakers. Central clear.
Anyone who wishes to send condolences or offer a donation on behalf of the Rayner family is asked to do so by contacting the Daytona Beach Police Department. At this point, funeral services have not been planned. That's something we could learn later today.
Look, I know that the donations are there, But seriously, though, like, I mean, there pretty much needs to be, like, a pension. I don't know how it works. If there are any police officers out there, I really, really do think that if a man or a husband or even a wife is out there putting their life on the line to protect and serve, and they have a very, very clean record, they have not gotten into any trouble or whatever, like, I don't understand why we got to have these fundraisers and stuff. Like, this is something our taxpayer money should automatically be taken care of. I'm saying. Like, I know that we did a lot of fundraisers and stuff being on Bubba's show, which was great. We did so much great work. Bubba raised so much money for a lot of the fallen officers. But, like, I mean, also, the county should be taking care of the funeral costs. The city or the county, the government officials, they should be definitely taking care of the funeral costs, in my opinion. And I have no problem. Hell, if I had a little bit of extra money right now, hell, I would throw them a few bucks because this is such a very sad story.
We're now reporting live in Daytona Beach. Mark Lehman, Getting Results, News 6.
Thank you, Mark. As for the suspect in Officer Rayner's death, we learned overnight.
Look, once again, not trying to be disrespectful or trying to downplay this story, but my God, if you guys get a chance, go to WKMG and just search Kristen O'Connor. Holy fuck. I swear to God, like, she's becoming, like, the most, well, you know what? In my opinion, she probably most likely is the most attractive, best anchor that's out there. And I don't want people to think that I'm sexualizer, but I kind of am. But my God. And she just had a kid, too. And the boobs are a little bit engorged, if you know what I'm saying. So, oh, congratulations, by the way, on the baby, Kirsten. I know that you've been trying for quite a while. But man, oh man, you are smoking.
He will face the judge again this afternoon on those new murder charges. Otha Wallace has already pleaded not guilty to several other charges after being tracked down and arrested in Georgia. In a jailhouse phone call recently released by prosecutors, Wallace told a supporter he was a, quote, good guy that got caught up in a situation, end quote.
I know that, come on, guys. I mean, we all know that that's a confession, but it's not a confession in the court of law. I mean, when he just says, hey, he got caught up in a situation, you know, what defines a situation? Well, I mean, the situation is that you shot this cop, then you fled, and then you went up to Atlanta to hide with a bunch of your other, like, anti-white or anti just. Just, you know what? I'm not even going to go into that because the whites got the KKK, you got the Black Power Panther Party. I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, the Spanish people have a party to protect them and stuff. But you did. You had all types of stuff and talking about hating white people. And you know what? I hate a lot of white people as well, too. I really, really do. I got a bunch of white people that I actually really, really hate. But I'm not going to go out and I'm not going to go shoot them because they got caught up in a situation.
Officers say they found guns, ammunition, and ballistics vest in his apartment with Black Panther's logos on it. Meantime, law enforcement from across Central Florida are now sending their condolences after Officer Jason Rayner's death.
You know, I've talked about this quite a few times about how one of the biggest disappointments in my life has been that almost likely never have kids. Hell, I'm about to be 42 years old. And I'm thinking about this in the wrong way. Because women do have a shelf life of how long they can have kids for. You know, as the older and older women get, the more dangerous and more it becomes a health risk to their body. Because they're having to carry this goddamn parasite. Which a baby is kind of like a parasite. I mean, it is like taking your life force away from you. You're eating for two. But I heard this little clip, and it made me kind of feel good about my chances of maybe having kids in the near future.
Facts that will mess with your perception of time. The grandson of the 10th president of the United States of America is still alive today.
Think about that, people. The 10th president of the United States is only two generations removed from present day time. So that means, that would have to mean that that president was getting after it, was impregnating bitches all the way up until like his 60s or 70s, and then his son did the same exact thing. But I don't even know if that's even possible nowadays with all the preservatives and bad food and stuff that we're eating, the strong-ass alcohol and drugs. I'm sure that we're just wreaking havoc. And I have been reading a lot of stories about lower sperm counts that are happening here. So maybe this is just the world's way of population control.
John Tyler was born in 1790, which is while George Washington was serving his first term as president, and he became the 10th president in 1841.
See, now this absolutely blows my mind away. Not like Abraham Lincoln, if we're talking about presidents, or JFK, but it does blow my mind that the grandson of the 10th president is still alive to this day. Like, if you told me that and said, is this true or false, I would have said false immediately. I'd have been false. Never could happen.
He had his son, Lion Tyler, later in life with his second wife at 63 years old in 1853. Lion also had children with his second wife later in life, having Lion Tyler Jr. in 1924 at 71 years old.
My God. And think about that. That was before Viagra. This dude was laying the pipe in his 70s. Like, I mean, they just built men differently back in the day, didn't they?
And Harrison Tyler in 1928 at 75 years old. Lion Tyler Jr. unfortunately just passed away in September of 2020. But Harrison Tyler is still alive at 92 years old today. This means that the three generations of this family have been around for 231 years and 94% of America's entire history.
I mean, that is something to be proud about. My three generations of family have been alive during 94% of the United States of America, which, I mean, when it comes to age of countries, United States is just a little baby boy. We're just a little baby infant. Or, yeah, we probably are a girl because we got Lady Liberty, but we also have Uncle Sam, so it's a little confusing. I think we might be omnisexual, or we might just go with non-binary when it comes to talking about United States citizens. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Last segment of today's show. Wanted to get into a little bit of something because this reminded me, and I would like to hear from you. This is where I want to get some interaction from you in this next piece of audio that I'm about to play. It's real short, and then I'm going to get into some of the first dates that I've taken women out on. Like, I mean, I don't know how I feel. I think women might be becoming a little bit more superficial. You know, one of the first things that I've always said, never take a woman. And you know what? I'm probably the last person that should be giving relationship advice. But you never take a woman to a movie on a first date. Not unless you plan on doing the popcorn, drilling the hole in the bottom and sticking your penis in, doing the popcorn trick. No. Because you're not talking, you're not having a conversation with this person. You're just sitting there blankly looking at a movie screen. And what if she doesn't like it or you hate it? Yeah, I mean, it's just a bad first date. But I also think that women are becoming a little bit superficial. I also think that, if we're talking about women's rights, what happened? Like, have you, any women out there, any listeners, supporters of the show, you being a woman, have you ever taken a man out on a first date and paid? or is that a complete deal breaker? And would you have a problem if a man took you to a chain restaurant on a first date? And I'm not talking like McDonald's or anything like that. I'm talking like an Olive Garden, I don't know, an Ale House. It's just something like that. Because this woman just sounds like a complete absolute bitch.
Serious question. Would you let a guy take you to a chain restaurant like to Olive Garden, Red Lobster, Applebee's on the first date?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Sometimes those cheddar biscuits from Red Lobster just hit right, man. Like, I know that they're not good for you. They're probably actually the worst thing in the world for you. But, man, those cheddar biscuits, fuck me when it comes to Red Lobster. And I know that that's not real seafood. But, I mean, it's still better than taking your date on to, like, a McDonald's and getting her a fucking Happy Meal or something.
Because I wouldn't. Like, I will just never reply back to you because what? Why would you take me there?
And that's the thing about it. If you're going to be a gold digger, if you're going to be a stuck-up, just B-I-T-C-H, you know what, bitch, cunt, see you next Tuesday, because that's exactly what it's going to be. Because my God almighty, like, you, this woman is not hot enough to be, like, demanding where a dude takes her out on the first date. Matter of fact, you look like some woman that I would take to Popeyes, and it's not because she's black or anything like that. But no, I would take you to like a Church's Chicken or even like, hell, I would take you to Burger King. And Burger Kings are not even open at all. So before you start becoming a gold digger, you know what you need to do? You know, maybe step up your game with the looks, maybe start working out a little bit more. Don't sound like a cracked out Rosie Perez. But I remember the first date, the first, like, real date that I went on. It really, really wasn't even a date. It was like, my first girlfriend. And, you know, I did a lot of cooking with my mom. And I ended up making her a meal. My mom, we took her, this is so white trash. But her name was Deborah Munson. And she was, like, the first girl, like, I ever, like, really kissed or went out on a date with. But I ended up making these little, you know, those little chickens, the Cornish gang hens that you can get. Like, I cooked one for myself, cooked one for her, had a couple of sides. I think it might have been, like, mashed potatoes and green beans, probably out of the can. Not the mashed potatoes. We only make homemade mashed potatoes. But, and then I had candles set up, but they were, I think they might have been, like, some Alvin and the Chipmunk, like, candles. We didn't have any light dimmers, so we kind of turned the lights were completely off. We just ate these whole chickens by candlelight in a double wide trailer while my mom and dad were probably having sex in the back room. Because if I'm just being honest, that's probably the only reason my mom helped me out. It was like, hey, if we make this dinner or help Pat make this dinner, guess what? We got like 40 minutes. Because they really don't eat a lot. They're young kids. So, you know, like a real adult could, like, tear through a Cornish gang hen in, like, less than 10 minutes. So they don't really know how to eat around bones and stuff. So we'll keep an eye out in case one of them gets something stuck in their throat and we can do the Heimlich maneuver. But, yeah, that was my first, like, time, like, I don't know. I don't even know if that's considered taking a girl out. But, you know what? It worked. I mean, we dated for a little while, but it was just first love. It was nothing that serious at all. But I mean, I've also taken, like, I've taken women to Applebee's. I've taken women to Fridays. I've taken, like, women to some places. Maybe that's why my dating life is so non-existent. But I would like to hear from you guys, like, worst first dates. And that goes with both guys and women. Guys, if a woman's ever taken you out on a first date and she paid and stuff, I would like to hear from you. Email me, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two Ds, tuttle@gmail.com. Or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. And I would also like to hear from the ladies. Ladies, seriously, does it really, really matter if a guy takes you to a chain restaurant the first time? Or would you rather have a home cooked meal See, I don't know. It's, you also got to be risky as a woman, because then I almost start thinking like Hannibal Lecter, where he could be like poisoning your food or something. It would be in a date rape at the house. See, this is how my mind works, people. So I don't even know like if it's even acceptable for men to cook a first dinner date meal for a woman that, you know, really doesn't know you that well. So women, I would like to hear from you as well, too. Would you be willing to go to a guy's house that he was going to cook for you? And would you be okay? Like, would you feel safe? Like, if he turned it into like a hibachi type deal, you know, when you go to the Asian restaurants and they cook the meal in front of you with the griddle and stuff, would that be okay for you? As long as you could see everything he was putting in, or like he distracted you, he was like, hey, look at that. And then he put like some GHB or something in your chicken fried rice. Like, I mean, those are the risks you got to take. You know, dating in today's society, it's like you're taking your life into your own hands or somebody else's hands. But I mean, you're not going to be able to meet anybody. So I would like to get your take on this from both men and women that listen to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. All right, guys, gonna take off. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchUup.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com, or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.